High gas prices, laws against texting while driving, and a desire to live in urban areas are all reasons cited in a report showing young people are leading the way in a nation that's driving less. Wisconsin is part of this trend, outlined in a report prepared for the Wisberg Foundation. 24-year-old Sarah Dubjansky of Wisberg says she's never owned a car.
I chose where I live partly because of its proximity to where I work and to public transit options, and I take a bus or walk to work every day.
Dubjansky lives in Madison, where bus ridership approached 15 million last year, according to Madison Metro manager Chuck Camp.
We're actually going to historical records to find information back to World War II, because we believe this is an all-time record.
Some Wisconsin communities scaled back bus service to deal with state aid cuts. Instead, Madison made up for the shortfall with local funds. But three Wausau area communities have stopped bus service. Weston Village President Fred Schuster said in January that low ridership was partly to blame.
Every time I went by the bus, I would check it. There would be one person on the bus. The one time I saw three people on the bus, but that was a rarity.
The Wisberg report shows Wisconsin residents drove 500 fewer miles in 2010 compared to 6 years earlier. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.